The court is in session. A good Friday morning to you all sports fans. This is Michael Hudak with your Rise and Shine BD89 Sports Update. Spring semester is officially over. Classes are done, and Tallahassee seems like a ghost town on this Friday morning. As summer begins, most people want to get to a beach and get busy playing in the sand. Your 29-1 Florida State sand volleyball team had the same idea. Today marks day one of the inaugural NCAA Beach Volleyball Championship Tournament in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and the Seminoles find themselves near the top of a very competitive pack. FSU is currently ranked third in the nation behind USC and Pepperdine University, respectively. Despite having a slightly better record than the Trojans, 26-2, and a significantly better record than the Waves, 19-3. Just who stands in the way of the Noles' first national title? First, that would be Stetson. In fact, they are about to begin their match at the top of the hour. A victory today would advance FSU to the winner's bracket, where either number 4 UCLA or number 5 Hawaii will be waiting. NCAA.com is where you can follow the action all weekend. They have the Seminoles at a 77% chance to take their matchup against Stetson today. If you took Game 1 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinal series between the Miami Heat and Toronto Raptors and compared it side-by-side with Game 2 of the same series last night, they would be almost identical. Both were fast-paced, as the playoffs should be. Both were sloppy. The two teams accounted for 35 turnovers in Game 1 and 31 turnovers in Game 2. Both teams made a habit in Game 1 of scoring in bulk in the paint. They accounted for 44 points in this category in the first game, and Game 2 was more of the same. The only blemish in our near-perfect comparison, the only cause for pause, was overtime, and what caused it. In all reality, the teams literally swapped scenarios. In Game 1, Miami was the team that blew several small leads at the end of regulation, and it was Raptors guard Kyle Lowry who hit the heart-stopping game-time half-court shot for, mind you, only his 4th, 5th, and 6th points of the game to force overtime. As Toronto's own Drake will tell you, there's never much love when we go OT. Toronto found themselves in a blaze of fire as the Heat turned up the heat. They came out firing on an 8-0 run to begin the extra session en route to winning by 6. So now we look at Game 2. It was Toronto that blew a 4-point lead with about 25 seconds to play in regulation, and it was Miami guard Goran Dragic who hit the heart-stopping, couch-jumping, game-tying 3-point shot. Momentum Miami, right? Wrong. Just as in the first game, the team that came back to force overtime absolutely stalled once it started. Miami didn't score until there were 23 seconds remaining in overtime. Toronto wound up taking the game by a score of 96-92. So, where does this leave us for Game 3? Does the pendulum just swing back the other way with the series tied at 1 heading to South Beach? Or do the Raptors just ride this momentum to 3 more victories? Expect the unexpected for Game 3 on Saturday night at 7 p.m. As if free basketball wasn't enough, how about a lot, and I truly mean a lot, of free hockey? The NHL Stanley Cup quarterfinal between San Jose and Nashville last night went into triple overtime before a winner emerged. The dagger came from Mike Fisher, his first overtime goal in 12 years, to win the game for Nashville by a score of 4-3, possibly saving the Predators' season. Instead of being down 3-1 on the brink of elimination, the Predators are very much alive. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece going back to San Jose. That is why teams fight until the very end. That is why we love playoff hockey. And that is all for this sports update. That wraps up the sports news for this hour, and I thank you for tuning in for V89 Sports. This is Michael Hudak, and you are listening to WBFS Tallahassee, the voice of Florida State.